Hi, I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm here with my mother, Lenny.
Hi.
And we're from the podcast Table Manners, and we're currently getting sponsored by Campo Viejo. Not only is this wine from the premium wine-growing region of Rioja in Spain, it was created specifically to be shared with family and friends.
So, in the spirit of sharing, pour me a glass of Campo Viejo, darling.
Of course I will, Mum. But remember,
always drink responsibly.
You tell him, Mum.
Listen to the award-winning Women in Business podcast from NatWest, a series presented by June Sarpong. Discussing the highs and lows, she's joined by budding entrepreneurs alongside NatWest's Women in Business specialists. Plus tips from leading businesswomen, including Martha Lane Fox and the British Fashion Council's Caroline Rush. Search NatWest to listen and subscribe, and to find more interviews with industry experts, hosted by Mary Portis.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Heather Parker, the Parkersaurus.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old brows. I'm Ronnie Carum. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. And here I am with the gorgeous Ben Mandelka. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Ben, you've been very mean to me on Radar Online, saying I have been fired from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I can't believe we forgot to mention this yesterday. Oh, Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, allegedly leaving behind the show to go find the ghost of Nanny Kay.
Not that any of you would know who that is, because you don't listen to me, Kyle.
Oh, dear.
Lisa Vanderpump, yeah, hold on. I don't want this show without Lisa Vanderpump. I quit. I quit the entire show.
I mean, I also don't want her to leave, but I also feel like something's gotten a little stale on Beverly Hills. I don't think that Lisa Vanderpump should be the one to leave.
Her name rhymes with File Pitchards.
Or America Payne.
Or Scorite.
Scorite. So the rumor is that Lisa Vanderpump is leaving. She's had so much drama. And in the wake of her... no pun intended, but her brother's like untimely passing, she just like was not able to deal with the drama because she apparently had a big falling out with Kyle over, do you remember what it was?
Because she got Dorit a dog through Vanderpump Dogs, and then Dorit said that the dogs bit her kids, and then she returned the dog or gave the dog away, and then whoever she gave the dog away to, like, gave the dog away to a kill shelter. I mean, something dog related. Right, which, wow. Listen, here's who I listen to. The only person worth listening to. Her name is Barbara Walters.
Well, apparently Lisa did not go on the cast trip to France. And Denise Richards also did not go, but that's because she was being evacuated for the forest fires.
Or forest Camille, fires. Because Camille was involved with, Camille lost her whole house in those forest fires, which is
did
crazy.
She?
Yeah, her whole Malibu house.
I was wondering
gone.
About that, actually. Oh.
So our mois go out to her. Yeah, it's been a crazy time over here.
Our mois go out to her. Gosh.
Mwah. Mwah. So yeah, scary times over here, everybody.
So that's the
love
the new
goes out to everybody dealing with that. But also, yeah, Lisa, careful. I blame Kyle, and I'm sure that I'm correct. So I guess time will tell who's right on that one. But today, who cares? Today we're all about all the simmering drama of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Before we get into that, though, go buy your Christmas shirts. Ho, ho, ho. Okay. There's also Ramona leggings, Ramona as Santa Claus. And there's a Hanukkah shirt even this year called Happy Ramonica. So go get those over at crappinsmerch.com or over at our regular Watch What Crappin site. There's links to our store. You can get free shipping over orders of $45. So do that because it's like gone in like a week. So hurry, seriously, hurry up. And another thing is Ben and I are both live streaming once a week on TV Party app, which you can get on your iPhone or your Android. And basically we just, I mean, we can change it up. We can do whatever we want. But I'm enjoying watching a TV show with you guys and just kind of talking through it. And you guys comment and it's super fun.
We've been doing them. We've basically been doing them for free, but we are going to start doing them. The whole plan is to do them for our Patreon supporters. So we're probably going to start transitioning from the free stuff. Just think of it like an HBO preview weekend to access only to our Patreon supporters. So that's going to be happening soon because we want to make people feel like they're getting their money's worth, et cetera.
Well, so to know what those are, go over, get the app, TV Party app, and then just search our names. I'm at Ronnie Karam and Ben's at Ben Mandelker. And if you follow us, it'll alert you whenever we're coming on. You can also find out on our Instagram or our Facebook group, which is Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It.
Yeah, so that's what's going on, and I might as well just add one little thing, which is that I've decided to start up a cookbook podcast, and I'm going to talk about cookbooks because a lot of you were very, very kind, and you guys got me a bunch of cookbooks over the past few months, and I realized I love cookbooks, and I feel like there's not enough discussion about cookbooks, so that's going to be coming soon. I've decided to tentatively call it Cooking the Books. everyone look forward to that. I'm just doing it myself. It's just me because I'm too lazy to find another co-host. And I don't think I could ever get a co-host that's as funny and great as you, Ronnie.
Oh,
so why are you even bothering?
Just cut the crackers and make some lovely pimento cheese dip to go with it, Ben.
Oh, if only there were a Sir cookbook. Oh, six unique recipes for all of mankind.
There would be a picture of Chef Penny winking sexily above every recipe.
Ah, sexy recipes from the heart. So anyway, I already recorded the first episode. I want to do like two or three more episodes, and then I'll start putting them up on who knows where. I don't even know how I'm going to distribute it. I need a distributor. But anyway, so look forward to that, everyone.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Congrats.
Thanks. Congrats on doing something for yourself, Ben.
Yeah, Ben. For real.
Showing motivation.
Yeah. You're almost 40. Oh, and everybody, bring Ben presents because his 40th birthday is the Nashville show. Come on. Let's do it upright.
Oh, please, please, please. So speaking of cookbook authors, let's move on to the tales of Teresa Giudice and crew. Over in New Jersey, this week's episode opens up with Joe and Melissa's kids throwing balls at them. they're like playing around in their like playroom / exercise room, and they're like throwing balls at Joe. And Melissa's like, "Not on my walls, not on my walls." I'm like, "Bitch, you made a playroom. Let them throw the ball at the wall. If you don't want the balls on the walls, why do you have all those balls around in the first place?"
Yeah, or Joe.
Or Joe.
You know Joe's.
He's probably
like put balls
his testicles
all over
on
the
every
walls.
Single ball.
Joe's balls have been all over those walls. We all know it. Okay, so why don't you stop trying to like pretend you're something other than you're not, Melissa? Okay.
Yeah, all those hearts he printed on the wall, those aren't hearts. He just dipped his bald paint and pressed them up against the wall.
Oh, we also get taglines this week, which we didn't have last time, right?
Well, I only got to see one because my daily Bravo glitch occurred right at the top of the show and just like skipped over pretty much all the taglines except for the last one.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know.
Man. What, do I have to do everything on this show?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, well, here they are. Need proof? Margaret Joseph says, "I could make you laugh or I could make you cry. Your choice. Your choice. Okay? You want to laugh or you want to cry. I could make you do either.
What do you want? It's classic Marge.
Classic Marge. Melissa says, don't try to bully me because I'm a boss. Okay, your restaurant closed, and I think you're sorted too, so be quiet.
Yeah.
Rookie Jackie Goldschneider is keeping count with her witty tagline. I have 4 kids, 2 degrees, and 1 kick-ass life, which means she's going to take a kick-ass class and build her whole season around it.
And she can do very, like, rudimentary math.
Dolores Catania, which I really wish her name was Dolores Cantina, because I have, like, a slight dyslexia, and every time I see a cantina, I say, oh, my God, it's Dolores, but it's not.
Yeah, I would love to go to I would totally go to a Dolores Cantina. 100% I would go to Dolores Cantina.
I would too. Like, drink plans for your future kitchen.
I'm pretty sure that when I was actually in Sicily over the summer, I think I saw things that said Catania. I think there may be actually I think there's actually a city called Catania. And the entire time I wanted to take photos and be like, look, Catania. And then I was like, this is so stupid, Ben. Like, you cannot do this.
Tomato, tomato, cantina, Catania. Really, Frank? Let's call the whole thing off. I said it. There. Get out. Frank.
What's her tagline? I'm so lonely, I'm eviscerated. I would have loved that.
I may put up a tough front, but I'll never leave you behind. I'm like, what are you, in the army?
What? I know. I may put up a tough front, but I'll also put up some tiling. Flipping a house.
I might put up a tough front, but it's only because I'm going to flip this house. I would have chosen a totally different color if I was going to live there.
But, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You know, Frank's in Florida half the time. My kids are out of school, and I'm alone. I just got tiles, and I got spackle. That's what I got. It's like, that's a little too long, Dolores. By the way, speaking of flipping out, did you see flipping out this week? Did you see that Lala was on it?
I sure did.
Lala and her man were on Flipping Out, and they were choosing furniture and stuff, and Jeff Lewis, of course, hated everything that What's-His-Face chose. Her man, what's her name? What's his name again? Russell? What's-His-Face? What's his name? Not Russell. Is it Russell?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. His name is Randall.
Randall.
It's like my name, yeah, Randall Emmett, but with an A.
And Lala's like, yeah, it looks like the sort of apartment. She goes, it looks like the sort of furniture you have in an apartment. I'm like, bitch, you were just in an apartment like 6 months ago. Okay, relax.
She goes, that furniture looks like it belongs. Oh, this table looks like it belongs to every guy I ever dated when I was really young. I was like, you're 12.
I know.
Like, what are you talking about? I don't understand the rush to get older. Like, look at me. I'm the woman of the house now. It's like, my God, please hold on to your youth.
I also really enjoyed Jeff Lewis and Lala totally, like, they were totally simpatico. Like, they were just, like, two peas in a pod, and that made me like Lala more. I mean, I've always really liked Lala, but her and Jeff Lewis being on the total same wavelength I thought was kind of awesome.
She just says yes to everything. He's like, this is we're getting. She's like, oh, my God, love it, make it, do it, buy it, buy it. Also, it's easy for her to love it. She don't have to pay for it. More Randall's over in the background like, no more. I still got kids and an ex-wife, people. Come on.
How many more Expendables movies do I have to make to fund this chair?
Did you think I made The Incredibles? Because it was just The Expendables that I made.
I made The Incredibles, not The Incredibles, okay?
Oh, my God. Now I got some Incredibles. Tell you that.
Hey, La, you like that, La? You like that, La? I'm like, her name is Lala. You can't even say the second syllable.
Yeah, it's like, La!
La! Hey, La! Come hey, over La! Here. La!
And Jeff tells him, you're going to need to make some more movies or whatever it is that you do, because we're getting that tile. Oh, also, I have to announce that Randall doesn't know what grout is. Okay, yeah. So that's what we're dealing with here, guys.
Which is weird, because I feel like he's the sort of person who once produced a movie called Grout, the movie. You know? Like, he's totally had, like, Grout 1, 2, and 3. And, like, number 2 had Sylvester Stallone for a cameo. Number 3 had Dolph Lundgren. And Grout number 4, they're, like, in negotiations with, like, I don't know, like, the guy who played Kevin Sorbo, you know? Kevin Sorbo in Grout 4.
Grout 4.
Living Grout Loud.
And Frank's in, like, the touring production. He's, like, the sad guest star. He's, like, Frank, not in the original Catania cast. He's just the touring. Yeah, Frank Catania.
Frank Catania. Frank Catania's in the stage show that they're trying to adapt. It's workshopping its way through
he's
Boston.
Like, I was thinking maybe we could change the name from Grout to Commingling.
You know? Hey, can we change it to Grout, the musical? Grout. I'm not trying to do New Jersey, the musical, by the way. I'm not trying to do that. I mean,
good,
I'll do it.
I'm not trying to.
I'm not trying to run a joke into the ground, but I still can imagine Frank and Grout the musical playing in Boston. Grout, Grout. How do I get the Grout out the house, Dolores?
Dolores. Okay, so that was Dolores's line, and then Jennifer, who they didn't put her name up at the very beginning. I mean, I'm sure they did during credits, but I didn't see it when she
they
came
didn't.
On the screen.
And I
so
agree.
I couldn't remember her name, and I just wrote Turkey. Same. I wrote Turkey for every...
I kept calling her New Girl until her mom came on. They said, Jennifer's Turkey.
So if I call her Turkey, I'm so sorry. It's because that's like literally how I was typing her
name. I'm calling Istanbul shit on that, okay?
What'd you say?
Thank you. It doesn't... You know what? You're
Stand bullshit.
You're very friendly. Your placating noise was all that it deserved. It didn't deserve any sort of laughter.
Oh, babe.
You know.
You got it anyway. I didn't know what I was laughing at, but there you go.
It was good. I could tell it was like you were doing one of those things like, I'm going to support Ben with like a sort of laugh noise, but I either don't know what he's talking about or I didn't hear it and I just want to make
or
him
I'm
not
staring
feel
at
sad.
The middle of a goddamn Bravo TV page with these lines staring at me and I'm trying to get through them, okay? Because if I don't, look what else I'm doing. It's like, oh, Tom Schwartz offered a revealing update on his marriage. Ah, still faking it, okay? I just want to, like, read all these stupid headlines because you keep confusing me and make me stare at a page. Does Cynthia Bailey's boyfriend Mike Hill just proposed? I don't care!
I'm sorry. I'm caffeinated, and it's Friday, and I'm loopy, and I'm just like, I see the finish line of our week, and... Normally that means let's run for it, but
finish.
It makes me crazy. It makes me crazy.
Now
here I am making jokes, making stupid puns about Istanbul. Anyway, what's Turkey's line?
Oh my God, I love an Istanbul pun. I wish I heard that. Okay, so Turkey says, I'm obsessed with my family, traditions, and Chanel. Gross. And then Chanel. Teresa says...
She's literally obsessed with Chanel from Princess's Long Island. She's like, I love her. She's so great.
She just spelled channel wrong. She just likes watching TV.
Or she loves Bodies of Water.
So Teresa says, these days, I don't throw punches. I roll with them.
cut to a shot of Teresa rolling a punch bowl down a driveway.
And then punching someone in the way.
The punches, it's rolling.
Okay. God.
So
finally
we
close that window.
We open up
Jesus
with...
Christ,
I'm sorry.
Super Estrella.
I made life very difficult for you. It's just gonna be one of those days, Ronnie.
You did.
Deal
it
with
hurt.
It. Okay? Okay. Roll with the punches.
This
okay.
Friday.
Roll.
TGIF. Roll.
So we see like flashes of people doing different things. We see Gia's driving and she's driving Nono and Teresa and she's like, Gia, go easy on the bumps. I'm getting an ass workout.
My ass hurts. And Gia's like, oh, mother.
I'm on the turnbike. Be quiet.
No, in the car. And
Dolores.
Like, oh, brother.
Oh, the man from Meineke doesn't call me enough. So then we have like a scene of Dolores that's like so Dolores. It's like her taking the dogs for a walk and she like steps out the door and she's like going to lock it and the dogs run off. And she's like, hey, guys, come on. Hey, wait for me, guys. Have you ever had your dog just run away from you? It's eviscerating.
Oh, God. And then I got this baby dog and a baby cart. Did you notice she had like a baby stroller for her baby dog?
No, I did not know that. Oh, I was, that's, yes, I didn't, I was wondering what she was pushing around.
And that shit is priceless, so Dolores. And then Margaret and Joe are in the tattoo store.
Oh my God, are we like two Russian lesbians? Get it? Tattoo? Okay, here we are. We're in a tattoo parlor. Okay, Joe. So like, oh my God, I have like 27 layers on, okay? It's like, call me, like, you know what? They should make a movie about this and put it on airplanes. Just call it 27 Jackets. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Captain Heigl, call me. We'll make something work.
Or they could just call it today. Tattoo and we could have the little guy from Fantasy Island coming in here.
What if I put can we do a tattoo of a jacket and do 27 tattoos of jackets? Because that's what I'm like right now.
And then could Joe just be the little guy running back and forth going to plane to plane? I love that.
He does it anyway. Instead of like fixing up our living room, he just runs around and goes, the plane. I'm like, yes, it is. The walls are plane, except for the big black and white stripes, which you still haven't taken down. I mean, literally, where's Jody?
I'll tell you what's plane, Joe. My face, which is why I want a new face like my mother, because she's so excited she's going to get a new face. Like, why should she be the only one who gets a new face? Like, I'd love a new face. Classic Boris. Like, yeah. mommy jealousy face.
Yeah, speaking of facelifts, I'm going to give a facelift to hospital gowns, like that transition, because that's what I'm talking about now. I've decided I want to talk about hospital gowns now. You know what? Children, they need better hospital gowns, so I'm just going to make better ones. Okay, I can't, like Joe. Literally, classic match.
I want kids to have hospital gowns that look like animals. They're going to be like little costumes. It's going to be the most adorable thing, Joe.
Here's what my children's hospital gowns are going to be. Okay, like the first quarter, it's going to be flannel. Flannel on the upper left, and then sequin on the right. And then leopard skin the lower right. And then the left, bottom left, it's just going to be wax paper. Okay, it's just going to be like a quilt of fabrics.
Oh, so that was her. So over at Melissa's house. Yeah, that was
her. I had a really uninteresting
observation. He's going to get a tattoo of his wedding ring.
Yeah, and he actually got it and didn't even react. I was like, do you know you're getting a tattoo right now? He's like, yeah, so I don't think you should get a facelift. And they're like, it's like on the bone. And he's like not even registering it.
Yeah.
So strong.
Such a bad Joe. Joe, you're such a bad Joe. Oh, it's classic Joe. God, yeah.
Still want the facelift.
So Gino has graduated from sitting his ass cheeks on the counter to putting his foot on the table. This little fucker.
Yeah.
And Melissa's like, Gino, get your foot off the table. You hear me? And he's like, we hear you, Melissa.
She's like, Gino, since when do you call me by the name? I mean, honestly, whatever. Like, I those kids are
monsters. They're monsters.
They're so
children.
Cute, but they're such monsters. And I'm very scared of what they're going to do when they're teenagers. So now Jackie arrives in her first like real scene. She arrives with like a gaggle of kids, and the kids are just like, it's like the circus has come into town. The little girl comes and she goes, Can I pet your dog? And she's like, Melissa's like, wow, I love outgoing children, which is her way of saying your child is wild already. I can already tell your child is wild.
I know, because she says it like five times. She's like, I like outgoing children. She's so outgoing. You're so outgoing. Wow, isn't she outgoing? I'm like, are you calling her daughter a little slut? I'm like, what are you saying right now? Because you're obviously saying something, you know?
Yeah, there is a code going on. So like 35 children compiling into the house out of Jackie's minivan. I mean, it's just like, and they're all twins. It's like two sets of twins.
We talk a lot about in this modern world about what's causing global warming, you know? Here's my answer. IVF is causing global warming. Humans cause global warming. Do we need to be dropping 20 goddamn children each? Stop it.
I know. Everyone needs to read Ishmael, okay? Everyone read Ishmael, and then you can reconsider what you want to do. Do you ever read that, Ronnie?
No. I mean, I saw Ishtar.
You would like it. You would like
Ishmael
because of what you're going through right now.
Ishtar.
You would like Ishmael because you're feeling sympathy for animals and stuff right now. So I think it would really speak to you. It's basically about a guy who has a telepathic conversation with a gorilla for the entire book. But it like changes your life when you read it.
I've like literally done that.
No, seriously, you should read it. I'm like not even joking. I read it in college and I was like, whoa.
I don't know, Ben. That doesn't really sound like my kind of thing, okay?
I'm telling you, Ronnie.
Is the gorilla a woman? Is it in danger? And does the gorilla figure out a way to become the hero even though she was the victim in the first half of the book? Because like, I need like Gone Gorilla, okay? That's my favorite.
Gone Gorilla. Is the gorilla going to slice off Neil Patrick Harris's dick? Listen.
If only, you know, there's a plus, okay?
No, the gorilla's name is Ishmael. Ishmael the gorilla. Oh. I know people out there have read it. Please, I need...
I'm sure. I'm Ishmael, sorry I haven't, because I feel like I'm not being supportive of you, but it's not that I don't want to be supportive. It's that I've like,
you
literally, I didn't read
gorillas.
It. I don't support other gorilla books, okay? That's it.
I'm going to give it to you as a gift.
Curious George? There, I've read that.
Well... I mean, Curious George is like, it's like Curious George is like Ishmael when Ishmael was like a kid and he went from being curious to knowledgeable.
Gross. Okay. No one wants knowledgeable George.
Well, that's why he changes the name to Ishmael.
Hey, where's your sense of whimsy, knowledgeable George?
Well, because basically Curious George went to Burning Man and was like, you know what, George, I'm going to shed this name and I'm going to be and then a shaman was like a quote unquote shaman who's really like someone who works in tech in San Francisco, but then goes to Burning Man and is like, I'm a shaman. And the shaman was like, Ishmael, your name is Ishmael. And he's like, call me Ishmael. And then we all laugh.
And then he like had like 19 STDs from Burning Man. Yeah. I love this book. Okay, so the point is the dog has shit all over Melissa's floor, of course. And the kids are like, gross, dog poop. And I was like, how do you think the dog feels looking at all you monsters running around the house?
That's what animals do when they're terrified. Okay, this animal is like seeing the fateful stampede from The Lion King right now as all these children come running through the hallways. And it's like, but which is appropriate because then there's actually a shot of Antonia. I think it was Antonia. It was hoisting the dog up with like one hand. And it was like the circle of life.
Yeah, dog abuse.
So Melissa and Jackie are just like sitting on the couch.
I'm like, I refuse. Okay, I'm thinking about poor Ishmael now.
Well, you should read the book, and then you won't. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll really understand Ishmael rather than having pity for him. Why don't you understand him? Why don't you learn him?
Okay, I'm gonna learn Ishmael. Okay, talk to you Monday. Talk to you after the holidays, everybody.
Because if you read Ishmael, then we can make jokes about imagining Teresa trying to talk to Ishmael and her not understanding his guidance.
Ishmael's like, you better lose more weight, bitch.
So Melissa and Jackie, like, they're sitting on the couch. There's, like, glasses breaking. Smoke is, like, coming into frame. And they're talking about kids. And Jackie's like, you know what? I have a minivan. I'm, like, one of those moms with a minivan. But you know what, though? I own it. Like, literally, I own a minivan. And I, like, go in there, and there's, like, an old ice cream cone back there. And you're like, whoa, children, am I right?
I'm literally that lady with a minivan. Literally her. It's like, wow, you guys are crazy. So then she tells us about the wonders of IVF. And I just feel bad. You know, for everybody involved. Mostly me, the person who has to deal with all your extra litter running around the world. Okay.
Exactly.
So then they're yelling at them to like set the table and stuff. We see Jackie at home.
Yeah. And learning about Jackie. Wild. Yeah. Hey, about Jackie. Crazy about kids. Jackie. Hey, wow. You know what we haven't seen on Bravo before? What a crazy world this is. I've got so many kids. How do you handle kids?
I got so many kids, it's nonsense in my house. My husband is the best husband in the world. He helps me, okay? He works finance in the city. I work at home as a journalist writing about parenting on a blog. I'm like, what?
Oh, someone alert the Pulitzer Committee.
Yeah, okay, then we're journalists, okay?
Yeah, congratulations.
Watch out, Radzivill.
I did like that when she was like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm not going to yell. And then cuts her going, walk away from the pitas. Walk away from the pitas.
She's like, ugh. The journalism job. It's a loaded topic, parenting. And a lot of times people don't agree with my viewpoint. They say I'm a terrible mother. I don't know what I'm talking about and I should leave the country. Well, I cordially invite you to go fuck yourself. I'm like, well, she's at least got the right attitude to be on a Real Housewives show. Because if you think if you think you were called a bad mother before, just you wait, Henry Higgins.
Yeah, just you wait. Okay. Now we're back. By the way, we don't even get to see the famous minivan. And the reason why I think it's sad is not that minivans are sad. I just think it's sad that she hasn't upgraded to an SUV like every other, like everyone else, you know?
I think it's sad when people are like, that's my personality. Like, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have a minivan. It's nuts.
You know, when I was a kid, I wanted a minivan so badly. Like, when you're a kid, minivans are kind of the best thing. They're so big.
Oh, God. When we got a minivan, me and my sister acted like we just, like, won our own private island, okay?
Yeah.
We cried. I mean, there was some crying involved.
There's, like, hallways. It feels like there's hallways in there. There's so many rows. Yeah, you feel like you could walk around. You feel like you're on a plane. Like, you feel like there should be a stewardess back there. And when I was a kid, you know what I wanted so badly? I wanted my parents to get a Pontiac Voyager. That's all I wanted. I was like, get one. They're so big. I thought of like all the armrest with the coffee, like the, not the coffee, but the cup holders in them, little tables. Oh.
Well, if you wanted gigantic Costco size bags of Cheetos. Now yes. I understand Costco. It's like all I needed to do is watch a show. Because I go in there as a single person and I'm like, what is this? This looks like a torture room. Like, who eats like this? But then you see this and it's like, oh, there's like literally 300 people in this house right now just because everybody brought their kids over, you know? And then I understand the huge bags of Cheetos and stuff.
And then we see like one of the little boys like pick up one of those giant bags of Cheetos or Bugles or whatever it was. And he just like hoists it on his back like it is a grain bag.
I know.
And he's like going off to the mill. Yeah. He's like a longshoreman for Bugles. He's like, hi ho. Hi ho. Yeah.
This is the scene where Melissa, they're showing like the flashbacks from the scene where she's like, my sister, don't worry about the mess. You should see when my sister-in-law comes over. Yeah, me and my sister-in-law, years ago, we used to butt heads. It was a horrible, horrible time in all of our lives. We'll never do that again. Never do that again. Never do that.
And Jackie has to play dumb. She's like, oh, Teresa, I haven't met her much. I don't know much about her. So she's married to your husband? I mean, she's sisters with your husband, right? I'm like, I think marriage to your husband, married to Joe, is actually a pretty accurate description. They do sort of act like a married couple.
Yeah. Insane criminals named Joe. Okay, take your pick. Yeah. It's Jersey.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna Newton.
And I'm Lily Pebbles, and we're the hosts of At Home With, the podcast where we get cozy on the sofa of our guests and talk about everything from careers and life to what makes their house a home. This Christmas, we're bringing you a very special one-off episode from my home featuring our husbands, and things get very festive.
Yes, it's our Christmas special brought to you in collaboration with Gordon's Gin, the best-selling London dry gin. We chat through how to spritz up this year's party season with this classic gin made with only 4 botanicals to give it that crisp taste, which is exactly why it's the nation's go-to for hosting this festive season. So whether you fancy tips on how to serve a classic G&T or want to mix things up with a perfectly balanced Gordon's Gin cocktail, I'll be chatting you through how to make drinks to wow your guests with, along with lots of Christmas chat.
Join us on the 19th of December for this very special At Home With episode that will be sure to get you in the Yuletide mood, available from all good podcast players.
Turn your distractions off and turn your podcast up. Whether it's a commentary on sports, politics, or nothing at all, experience powerful noise cancelling with Bose QC35 headphones. Focus on.
Crappin's commercial.
So speaking of Tree, we then go over to the nail salon where Tree and Nono and Gia have arrived, and we learn that Tree is going to be hosting Easter, which is weird because in the stock footage of like Franklin Lakes or wherever, they were showing like snow and signs up that said season's greetings. So I'm like, could you like just try to have like keep your B-roll like consistent with the storyline?
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Did you notice that too?
Now I do. Yeah, now I'm like, wait a second, what? Now I'm confused. I don't know where we are, what time it is, where the heck am I?
Get lost in the notes?
What's that?
Did you get lost in your notes?
No, now I'm just lost in the timeline of Jersey because I'm trying to think of when they started shooting.
It's like Inception.
Yeah, it's like a bad show within another bad show.
Yeah, the nail salon's going to start twisting and rotating, and they're going to be like, whoa. So, so they're sitting there, and of course, like, they're getting, like, pedicures and manicures and stuff, and, like, a lady, one of the nail techs has, like, a tattoo of her mom's name, and Tree's like, hey, dads, look, she lost her mom, too's, look, she has a tattoo, He's like, oh, I'm trying not to remember. Why can't I go anywhere without my stupid daughter reminding me?
Oh, I get pedicure. So they're complaining. Teresa's like, I feel bad for Nono's. He's lonely. The other day he complained my brother isn't around. I mean, I understand he works a lot. And she's like, that excuse is so old, Mom. We all live in the same town. It's like, yeah, you could at least hop over for a glass of wine.
Like, I just don't want my brother to have any regrets because before I went away to camps, like, I was spending lots of time with my mother and I always had more time with my mother. And then when the other got to your mother.
Something is rubbing me the wrong way with all this, Ronnie. I don't know if you were getting the same vibe. But I kind of feel like there's this I feel like she's putting Joe on blast in this weird way on the show. And we're like meant to be like, Joe's being a bad son. But I feel like there's some weird manipulation that's happening. And I don't like it.
It's the exact same fight that was before. It's what the fight that they started with. And they even show clips of it later. the whole reason they were fighting before was because Teresa was spending more time with the parents than Joe, and then the parents were guilt-tripping Joe, and then Joe was getting pissed, so he wasn't going over there, and then Teresa was... I mean, that was literally their whole fight.
Well, also, Joe wouldn't go... Well, so the other thing is that because Joe Gorga was a dick to... I'm sorry, Joe Judas was a dick to Joe Gorga, so he, and then Teresa was a dick to Melissa, and so Joe Gorga and Melissa were like, well, we don't want to hang out that much, and then the parents were like, why you don't want to hang out? And so then there was that whole thing. So yeah, it's like the same thing over and over again. But there's some weird, but I mean, I kind of get the feeling like Nono has just been, he always like,
he's a shitster. Nono, I feel like he's always been like
shitting
shitster.
On Joe Gorga his whole life.
Yes.
And so Joe Gorga's like, I'm going to spend more time with dad. And he spends more time with dad. And dad's like, oh, you'd never amount to anything. No. And now he's like, you know what? I'm going to just sort of like step back a little bit.
Yeah, I think Nono's kind of, and look, I think Nono's sick right now, so, you know,
feeling, no, we don't want that.
Hearts he's go st- out to Nono, you know, but just talking about the show, because it's tough to talk about the show, people are sick,
okay?
But, yeah, Nono, I get the impression in this that he's a huge shitster. He has the same crazy eyes that he gave his children when they get mad. You know when they get mad and their eyes pop out? He has those same eyes. He's drinking a lot, and he gets very upset, and he's a shitster. It's like, your brother never comes to me! And so it only counts if she says something in front of Nono to Joe, then the kids start fighting, and then he's just sitting in the middle like he's the big victim, you know?
Yeah,
so he
exactly.
seems like a bit of a shitster. And then when they showed the clip from the christening, when Joe's like, why are you doing this to me? You're my father! You're my father! And he's like, go cry to your mother!
Yeah,
like oh, God. This is just never a screaming. That. This is just a screaming fighting family.
Yeah, that moment at the christening, that was like a window into Joe's childhood and like years and years of like verbal abuse he probably endured. So I think this issue is more complicated than just that Joe is busy and not calling Nono. I mean, he should call his father. I mean, the dad's old and he's still mourning. But I just feel like. I feel like we're being set up to feel a certain way. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm so willing to just like co-sign this, that like, oh, Joe's being a bad son. I feel like there's some shadiness happening. And well, I'm like pushing further. Back.
What I'm seeing is that Teresa's like, why am I stuck taking care of all the fucking parents? Okay.
Well, there's that
why
too.
Why does Nono have to live with me? I have to deal with him 24 hours a day and you don't even like come. It's like, the kids are finally old enough to leave alone. You know, now I've got this one guilting me if I'm not home, you know, you mm-hmm. take him for a little while. I mean, I'm sure my sister's going to be very upset when my parents are old because she's stuck with them. Bye, sucker! Bye!
Bye! Anyway, so then we go over to, like, a tile store, and Dolores and Frank are there, and Dolores is like, hey, Frank, your eyes are so blue today, Frank. Why are your eyes so blue? Huh? Is it because it's Florida that's getting your eyes? Is it the ocean? You spend a lot of time in Florida. I'm all alone up here. It's eviscerating. I'm alone. I'm sad. I'm scared.
He's like, compliments aren't going to get you the grout you want, okay, kid, huh? You're not going to get the tile you like just because you compliment me, all right?
Hey, Dolores, what do you think about this one? You like this one? Frank, put that tile away. Get that out of my face. Why are you even showing me that, Frank? Why? Why? I was like, wow.
And he's like, yeah, how about I just sit here and hold my dick? How's that, huh? Huh? Why don't I just do that in this partnership? She's like, you want to fight, Frank? And he's like, yeah. And then they're like, we really love each other.
You know, it's been like a one day at a time thing right now, getting to learn how to work together. I mean, yeah, it's been about 20 years since we've known each other, but now we're really getting to know each other. And it's good. You know, I'm glad we had that talk when he said he was this bad, because that was a good first step also.
It's very important. That was a very important first step. Remember, don't ever forget that I told him on camera I didn't appreciate him lying about being this bad, Mints.
Yeah. Okay? So they start talking about Danielle Staub, and, you know, she – like, they're talking about Margaret, and they're talking about Danielle Staub, and Dolores doesn't like that Danielle's – like asking around about Frank getting disbarred and stuff like that. And, you know, talk about like how weird it is that Margaret's friends with her, etc. And Frank is pretty much like, yeah, well, you know, it's not gonna last for long. I mean, look what she's done with everyone else. She's gonna get pushed away. It's not gonna last for long.
Yeah, look, people stay the same except for me, because I'm totally never gonna cheat again and I'm never gonna commingle. Okay, that's all in the past now. But Danielle will keep repeating, you know. Which he's right, you know, Danielle is going to have a fucking problem with everybody. And I'm also right, Frank will cheat on you and do some shady business shit again. And you'll have to forgive him for the 19th millionth time. Because guess what? It's how human beings work, okay?
Yeah. So then we go over to Danielle's house and Classic Marge shows up. I like that Classic Marge's way of kissing people. She does that like bump into your face thing where she comes in hot. She's like, hi, how's it going? And she just like hits your face and there's like a bounce off where it's like, ooh. And like she does like, she puts her like lips, when she does her kiss, she like makes like the kiss face, but then she moves her lips to the right. So it's like, you know, and she like, she just hits you with a side that the lips aren't on. And she's like, sorry, I just hit you with my mouth. I can't control it. She's like a bumper car kisser.
I like that she's got so many different kinds of fur. This one looks like a Sharpei dog.
It was a Sharpei.
Very specific kind of a dog. I mean, I just felt Lisa Vanderpump's butthole clench up across
no,
the house.
I'm no! quitting all over again. No.
I would like to announce I'm leaving the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
And New Jersey forever. And New Jersey forever.
So Margaret's like, all right, yeah, sure, I'll have some tea. What kind of tea are we going to have? And Daniel's like, I'm going to have some positive energy tea. You notice that Danielle has this kind of like Muppet thing in her voice, especially when she gets mad. She has like kind of the Sheena thing in her voice. She's like
a little bit, like a little Sheena bubble in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is. Like I can't find it yet and like still do an accent, but it's like somewhere up. Right. I will find it, everybody. I will find it.
So they're talking, Danielle's talking about Dolores and she's like, you know, we said hi and we said goodbye. I guess Dolores said that. She's like, I guess, you know, not everyone's meant to be friends. Anyway, just sort of like me and the Manzos. They're just like terrible people and I wouldn't want to be friends with them even if I had the chance to. Meanwhile, she pours the tea. I don't know if you noticed the full on Manzo checkerboard teapot.
Oh, Snapple. She's like, would you like to make salad? It's like, okay, single white cray cray. You sit down.
I bought this cafe sign from a tag sale somewhere in Franklin Lakes. I put it up over my kitchen. I thought, not that I'm obsessed with the Manzos.
So, yeah, I love that she's like, oh, that was so strange. You know, I mean, I don't understand why there's a problem with Dolores. Oh, really? You don't? Because you started one, Danielle. So Margaret's like, okay, I don't know how to say this. Okay, don't freak out. But she's having a hatchet throwing party, and she invited me and all the girls. So, you know, and she goes, oh, when did you become buddies? And then she gets, like, muppety when she starts getting really mad.
Yeah. And so now, like, she starts just being ridiculous. She's like, Danielle is like, she can't believe that Margaret is going to hatchets. And she starts saying things, like, she's just... I think she says you don't have my back right now. Maybe Marge says that, whatever. But she's like, you're my friend. You shouldn't be going to hatchets with Dolores, okay? You shouldn't be doing that, okay? Here's some more tea from a Manzo teapot, okay?
And then Margaret's just looking at her like, she goes, you know, I say bygones, let bygones be got bygones. She goes, you don't think it's weird that we're friends? You don't think it's weird that we're friends? And Danielle just starts going over the top.
She's going crazy. And Margaret's like, I mean, what? We're not like a package deal. Okay, we're not like two Twinkies, all right? You know, we're not like a bag of like hot dogs and then like another bag of buns. The hot dogs and the buns don't match up because why do they do that? Okay, classic Marge. Joan would have loved that one. Rest in peace.
What are we, Twix Buzz?
So what are we, some ho-hos?
She goes, okay, look, how do I say this? Look, I don't want to do anything to hurt you. And Danielle's like, then you should have said no. This yeah. hurts me. You could have said anything. You could have said, I don't know, I was going to hurt Danielle. You could have said anything, but you didn't say nothing.
It hurts to me. It hurts me. What do you guys have in common anyway? You cheated on your husband, she got cheated on? Is that what it is?
Oh, what an asshole. And then Margaret's like, so you're hurting me because you're hurt. Okay, I get it. She goes, that's what I do. I hurt when I'm hurting. I wouldn't do this to nobody else because I don't care what nobody else thinks. I care about you and you hurt me. You have eviscerated me.
Yeah. I mean, Marge, like, Danielle is trying to get Marge to act crazy. And Marge's like, all right, you know, so you just yell at me. It's fine. I'll just sit here and take it. And Danielle's like, you hurt me. Well, you know, I do it when I'm hurt, you know. She sort of like dials down immediately. And then she like brings it up again. She's like, because I only do it to people I care about. Margaret's like, all right, you know what? I've got fur on my shoulders. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, so then, she's like, I love her, but one relationship has nothing to do with the other. And that's it. That's it. You know, like, what am I going to do about it? It's classic Marge, okay? And this is classic Danielle. And sometimes two classics come together that'll work. Like, what are the Little Rascals going to be in I Love Lucy? No. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like Jell-O and pudding. Of course, we've all heard about Jell-O pudding pops, but if you ever actually have Jell-O and pudding together, it's not good. It's not good. So Danielle just like storms off to like the bathroom or something, and Marge just lets herself out.
Margaret just leaves.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go down and eat some fries. I'll just pretend it was Siggy. So,
I love when Margaret just got her phone and left. She's like, didn't wait.
She didn't even get her phone. She's like, oh, that's Danielle's phone. Sorry. The dog's looking at her like, take me with you.
Please.
So then we go to Stumpy's hatchet throwing house, which is the rails of hatchet throwing. and they, so Dolores is there. And then the new girl. So this is what I wrote. This is my note. New girl brings a supermarket tray of crudités, makes me hate her.
Yeah, because Dolores didn't get the memo that you're supposed to take people to lunch, okay? Apparently they don't have lunch at the hatchet throwing place. So she's like, BYOF, Frank. Yeah. Bring your own Frank, all right?
But this lady, Turkey, a.k.a. Jennifer, she has literally nothing else to do all day. I mean, she's in this giant, glitzy, gold Rococo home. And then she, like, all she does is go to the nearest, you know, supermarket and pick up, like, a three-day-old thing of tomatoes and celery that's in its plastic sills. Like, she doesn't even try to make it look nice. She just brings it over. Like, talk about the least amount of effort of all time. And then to make things – and then this is even more – like, I'm still mad. And then, you know, who walks in is Melissa, and she has the same thing except with fruit. I'm like, you two – are terrible.
Yeah, you at least like monsters, spend disgusting monsters. Both
spend like $10 extra and go to at least a gourmet store and get a pre-made platter that at least looks nice, not one that has that black tray and the plastic over it. Like you just picked it up while you're getting your latest box of tampons or something. You know?
Yeah. Nothing says fuck you like a pre-cut vegetable tray from Ralph's. It's like the most embarrassing thing.
It's like the least amount of effort. Like the only thing worse would be. Like the cheese and cracker tray from Ralph's, where it has all the little squares of like pepper jack.
Now cheese is at least delicious. Like who wants to eat a carrot?
Yeah, no, I agree. It just was like you're new, Jennifer. This is what you're gonna do. This is how you're gonna. This is your first like proper scene, and you're gonna show up with some shitty crudités that are from like a standard supermarket. Like this is you. This is the best foot you're putting forward right now. Yeah. Don't accept it.
I'm not sure about this girl. So everybody basically gets there and they start throwing their hatchets and they Dolores explains that they're supposed to like find something they're angry about, you know.
Yeah, they're all like, she's like monologuing. She's like, well, you know, I'm alone now. Frank's mainly in Florida. The kids are out of college. Boo. Well, we don't have Boo anymore. We got new dogs. Maz, he's still mad at me. So anyway, I'm going to throw a hatchet and that's that.
And Turkey goes, let's just call it an empty nest hatchet. She goes, okay, you know, that's fine. It's an empty nest hatchet.
You know, life goes on, but so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery, you know?
I dedicate this to Dreyfus, all right? Like, what are you going to do?
Where is Dinah Manoff these days anyway? She's like working behind the counter. I'm here with your hatchet rentals.
So Dolores is like, I'm throwing this at the ugly tiles Frank tried to make me pick. and then Turkey's like, well, here's what I'm going to throw my hatchet at. I had my kids. I fluctuate with my weight. And, you know, maybe I should start working out. I'm like, do any of you know how to just, like, make a short sentence and move on?
Like, also, seriously. Like, why do we need to have, like, starting over speeches before every single, like, toss? Is this how it's going to be with bowling? I'm going to roll this ball in honor of my friend Colleen, who recently had a hangnail that was very painful, and I hope she gets through it. This is for you, Colleen. Just throw the damn hatchet. Roll the ball, okay? We don't need, like, Yanla Van Zant over here.
Yeah, no one's going to fix their life anyway. We've seen this damn show. Just throw the hatchet.
So then we get the Jennifer, like now it's like, learn about Jennifer. So we have like, we go into Jennifer's life. She was raised in Queens. And guess what? She wants it all, including apparently a marriage with a very possessive traditional man.
Yeah. She's like, he's into plastic surgery. So I enjoy luxury. I just moved into this new home. I'm like, oh, so you just moved into a new TV show home, right?
Yeah.
So that you could look richer than you are to be on TV. This house is fugly, okay?
Fugly. Like, we've seen fugly houses on these shows. This house, it reminds me of Leonard's in Great Neck, and if anyone knows what Leonard's of Great Neck is, then you know what I'm talking about. This is a disgusting house, and she's like, yeah, this is our new house. It has 16 bathrooms. I don't know why we need 16 bathrooms, but the architect said we needed to have it. I'm like, are you a fucking idiot?
And an indoor basketball court. Who wouldn't want that?
Me.
Yeah.
I don't want one.
Yeah, she's gross. And then her kids seem really dumb. One of her kids is like, what's for dinner? And she's like, roasted chicken. What's for dinner? Roasted chicken. Stupid. So then she's like, yeah, my husband's a plastic surgery. That's how we can afford this house. But, you know, I want an identity that's not the plastic surgeon's wife. I'm like, then that's probably not how you should introduce yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because the first thing she's talking about is her husband. She has a Turkish husband named Nabil, but they just call him Bill. And he doesn't like cleavage or anything of that sort. He's apparently just very – like he's super, super traditional. She has to stay home and watch the kids while he goes and carves up ladies, etc.
Which basically means she's leaving his ass. He's not going to be long for this world, this one.
Yeah. So now we go back – to the hatchet throwing, and Marge, so by the way, so Marge is wearing a flannel shirt. It looks like a flannel shirt, you know, for like hatchet, like lumber things, but the entire back of it is black and sequined. I don't know if you noticed that. It was crazy.
And
it made
fur,
no
of course.
Sense.
Marge's outfits never make sense. That's why I love them.
But this one was like truly like how to make an American quilt gone wrong. So Marge is like, oh, so get this, everyone. I'm going to sit down while everyone stands. Okay, so guess what? I went to Danielle's house. I said I was coming to hatchet throwing with Dolores. And she just like totally flipped out, like went totally crazy, like went to a different room. And her dog was like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know, dog. Why are you talking to me? I'm a human. You're a dog. The dog was like, I don't get it either. We're like, oh, my God, classic Marge. But anyway, yeah. So Danielle was like, well, the only thing you're going to get along with Dolores is the fact that you cheated on someone and she was cheated on. I mean, can you believe her? And I'm like, you know, considering that you say it's one thing to like say, listen, I love Danielle. I'm super, super close with her, but I can have two friendships. But she kind of just like went to a newer friend and totally talked shit about Danielle, who's allegedly her super close friend.
Yeah, well, I think that once you tell somebody, what do you even have in common? You cheated on your husband. It's like, fuck you now. Like, hi, there's your true colors, bitch. See ya. Danielle's like totally done now. That was the dumbest move she could have made. That's like one of the only people who will even speak with Danielle anymore. And you just totally fucked it up, Danielle. Okay?
Well, Marge probably got the memo that Danielle was only a friend of. And was like, what am I doing wasting my time shooting with this friend of? I need to be with the friends, you know?
The reals. The OGs. So Melissa's like, she called you a cheater? She's like, right to my face. Like, right to my face. It was like in my face. That's where it was. It was in my face. And Dolores is like, well, maybe now everyone will start to realize I'm right. Danielle will never change. Gray flooring in a bathroom is ridiculous. There, I said it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I didn't let it get to me because it was like I was having a beautiful morning. Like, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, that reminds me, Oklahoma. Did I tell you? I'm going to Oklahoma. So we're getting this like childhood like thing. Hey, let's all go to Oklahoma. My friend Polly's going to be there. You ever want to meet Polly? Okay, she doesn't want a cracker. You know what she wants? She wants some shoes. Okay, all right. Classic Joan.
I've just got so much going on. My mom's getting a facelift. I've got this kid hospital things. I'm very emotional when it comes to kids. You know what? I'd love to be here with my mother, but, you know, those kids aren't going to turn themselves into bears. So that's it. I'm going.
I don't think I even understand that, but I like the idea.
Because she's turning all of their outfits into costumes.
Oh,
like animals. It's going to look like a bunch of little animals running around the hospital.
So now, here's the real fun stuff. It's Jennifer at home.
So
we're at this tacky-ass mansion, and Bill comes home, and the kids are like drinking soda, and he's like, not too late for caffeine. Did we get permission for that?
And the kid's like, well, I asked my sister, and then my sister asked my brother, and then my brother asked my sister, who asked my brother, who asked my sister, and she said yes. And he's like, we ask an adult. Okay, this is the face. Okay, this guy purses his lips and raises his eyebrows, and this is the sound he makes. I mean, I can't do his face right now because there's no video, but this is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. He is like every cartoony villain, like every fey cartoony villain, like, oh, I've got a devilish plan for you.
And he like does drag queen lip purse where it's like
he does. He likes a passive aggressive smile too. And so like when Jennifer's like, so my girlfriends, we're all going to Oklahoma. They invited me to go on a girls trip to Oklahoma for the weekend. And he's like, oh, I hope you told them no.
No, actually I said yes. He goes, oh, without asking.
And then he gives like a screen like, you're going to be in so much trouble with me.
And she goes, she tells us that this is not a traditional marriage. He wants me to home the whole time. But I just want a break for my kids. I mean, it sounds terrible, but I have to clean 16 bathrooms a day.
It's like, oh, but now I have to come home early and accommodate my schedule. You know I don't like that, don't you? Don't you?
And so like,
you know, I hate changing my schedule at the last minute. That makes Billy so mad.
Oh,
right?
This guy is such an asshole.
Dude, he is the worst.
He is terrible. Right after Shane. I mean, they're really throwing him at us on Bravo.
Yeah, this guy is like already 10 times worse than Shane. I mean, Shane is just like sniveling, but like I think we've seen worse than Shane. But this guy is...
This guy sucks.
I was like, oh, this is why she got on the show, because she has a horrific husband that we're all going to rally around in terms of being like, ugh.
He sucks. And she goes, well, what's the bottom line? Because you're giving me those eyebrows. And he's like, well, I guess we have to tell the kids that daddy has to change his schedule. And she goes, oh, thanks for letting me go. I was like, oh, yeah, you're really breaking the chains there, honey.
Yeah, daddy has to stay home earlier. Ooh.
She goes, kids, I'm going to Oklahoma. And then her kid goes, but you won't make me happy if you go to Oklahoma. I was like, this woman is a nightmare, okay? Her kids are a nightmare. Her husband's a nightmare. Her fucking bathrooms are a nightmare.
Her crudité platter is a nightmare.
Okay,
you can't spell crudité without root, okay? She's rudité. Rudité coffee.
How rudité!
Ooh, I certainly hope you brought a nice plate of crudités to your new girlfriend's wife.
Okay, so next up, Teresa goes to the gym, and basically her trainers are Marge Simpson's sisters. They're like,
two non-smoking, two non-smoking.
Yeah, Taro's like, you know, I have a hard time getting Teresa to get motivated, so I'm bringing in the big guns, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce you to Tracy. And Tracy's like, all right, okay, let's see. What's going on? You got 9.5 weeks left. You got your training going on. All right, let me look at you. Okay, you're in a bikini. All right, you're not tight enough. You're just a giant, big, fat ass right now. What is that? Is that like a centimeter of fat right there? Were you eating lard all day long? What's wrong with you, stupid fat person?
And Teresa's like, should I get a rib taken out? She goes, this ain't funny. All right, this ain't a joke. Right now, you're standing there like a big pile of shit, right?
Teresa looks amazing, by the way. Like, her body is better than my body, for sure. And it's like, yeah, you're just like a big heap of rocks, right? That you want to win a competition. I'll tell you what you're going to win a competition. You're the Golden Corral, most eaten food person lady ever of all time. That's what you win.
And that's pretty much it. Teresa just gets browbeaten by a terrifying woman.
You ain't all that yet. And then she goes, she ends up by, you know, she says, you have 3 weeks to lose 4 pounds. Otherwise, I don't know. You're taking it seriously. So that's the plan. Capiche? Capiche? Which is important because then for the basically later on, Teresa's like, all right, this is the plan. Capiche? I'm like, you stole that from Tracy.
I know.
And then the previews for next week, it was Melissa saying, you got that? Capiche? Like, oh, God. Please don't make this a thing.
Capiche? So Margaret and Joe take Marge Sr. to the doctor in New York City to get her face done. And it looks like a bordello. I mean,
it looks like
the
Russian tea room. I mean, what is this place?
And let's see. She's Joe like,
goes, I won't feel pain right now. You ain't gonna hurt me, right? Hey, doctor.
And Margaret's like, oh my God, she looks like Pennywise right now. Look at her. Oh, my God. My mother looks terrifying right now. Jesus.
And then I like when they were walking into the office, Joe goes, so we looked it up. Most of the people lived. Which is hilarious. Joe, that's not nice. That's not nice. This classic Joan. Oh, no. Oh, no, it actually is classic Joan. Oh, no.
So the doctor does those that thing that we see on every plastic surgery show where he just takes a magic marker and starts marking up her face.
Do you think they do that just for fun? Do you think they really need that for the surgery? Or is it just like a weird fetish, like, yes, time to draw on someone's face.
Just time to make someone feel horrible about themselves.
Yeah, so, so she goes...
Margaret's like, this doesn't look as simple as I thought. She looks like a roadmap.
She looks like one of those triptychs you get from AAA. You know what I'm saying? So that's a AAA burn. Okay. Ugh, I'm so anxious. Joe, let's go to a cafe. All right.
So it's only supposed to take a few hours, but 6 hours later, she's still in there. So they're really worried. But then she's okay after commercials.
Yeah. And they're like, you want to come see her? She's like, okay, yeah. And so Marge walks in. She's like, oh, you know, she looks good. She looks great. And they cut to poor Marge Sr. I mean, she looks like she was assembled out of various different volleyballs.
She looks like she was turned inside out.
Yeah.
And Mark is like, you look great, man. You look great. Don't talk. What do you say? What does she say? I can't hear
her. Death
becomes
her. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like death becomes her, man. She's like, I can't hear her. So Senior starts writing with her finger in the air. She's like, I don't know what that means. Does anybody know what that means?
I'll never tell. So, I thought that actually Marge Sr. seemed very lucid, considering. You know, most whenever we see these women getting out of like plastic surgery, they're always like, hey. But Marge Sr. was like, no, I can't move my jaw. But hey, what's going on?
No kidding. Shannon Bedore traveled to the depths of hell, you know, for her non-invasive eyelash. So let's see. Teresa's getting ready for Easter, and in typical Teresa fashion, it looks like she's an extra from Deadwood in the saloon. I'm like, this is Easter. Why are you wearing a front lace-up bordello dress? What the hell is going on in New Jersey?
It's a question that has been asked for about 200 years. So Teresa's like, I just wanted to make like feathers for my dad. So Nono, meanwhile, is just sitting there getting drunk. He's like, well, no, now that Joey Judice isn't here, I'll be the one getting drunk by the kitchen island.
Oh, let me check my jitterbug. No one has called me. Oh.
Hello. Oh, I thought I might do one of those things where I pick up the phone and someone has just called and we'd be like, hello, oh. You just called. Oh, that's so funny. But there was no one.
I would love to feel worse for Nono, but he's raised terrible children. Okay, Melissa had dog shit in her house, and Teresa has a full fucking pad in her house. Does anybody potty train their dogs?
Well, Melania. That was for Melania.
Okay, then all is forgiven.
So Melissa and Joe and the kids come in, and like Nono's just giving death stares at Melissa, like, this one, my daughter-in-law, she calls me dad, no!
And let's see here. Teresa's like, happy Easter Day! And Teresa's like, watch out for dad, because he's toasted, because the dad won't speak to them. He's giving them both a silent treatment.
Yeah.
I learned that from Tracy.
So Nono's like, so Joey goes up to him. He's like, you never called me. You never called me. He's like, well, you know, Dad. Fuck you. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, nice. So Joe just laughs. And Tree's like, that's the response. You just laugh it off, Joe. Your dad says he misses you. You just laugh it off, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Teresa.
And then Melissa's like, we just saw you. He's like, 2 weeks ago! 2 weeks ago!
Then he gets all Game of Thrones. He's like, you no call me shame!
Shame! Winter is coming! A Judas always pays his debts.
So they have to, like, hire, you know, construction workers to come lift this huge dish of pasta and take it to the table. Jesus.
And Melania's like trying to take pasta from the bowl to her plate, and she spills it all over the table, and Melissa has to like come do it for her.
And she goes, I literally don't even care.
Love Where's her. My pad? Where's my pad?
She's just throwing shit all over the place. And then Joe's like, oh, of course, Joe Gorga is the most supportive ever. Tree's like,
huh, here's my food. I can't eat that because I got yelled at by a lady today getting trained in it.
Peesh.
And Joe's like, oh, you can't even cheat. You can't have nothing. Come on, it's a holiday. Eat something. It's a treat. Come on, Teresa. It's like, fuck off, dude. Let the woman starve herself. I hate when people are like that.
I know. It drives me nuts. So Nono has like this very sad moment where he's like, happy Easter to my wife. And he's crying. It's like, you know, it's so sad. So, and then Tree, of course, right in front of everyone, in front of like the kids, Nono, she's like, Nono, he's just, he's upset that you only make an effort to see him on the holidays and such, you know, capiche? It's like, come on. Like, why are you trying to, like, do this right in front of everyone? It's so obnoxious.
Well, Melissa gets mad, too. And she's like, can we talk about this with the adults? Whatever. We don't need to talk about this right in front of everybody. And she's like, yeah, but it's like I saw a lot so much, and it makes me sad. My brother only sees dead on the holiday. And then she's like, oh, God. So then Melissa,
they try to change.
Nono says, my son doesn't like the pasta, huh? And Melissa says, oh, well, look, all the grandchildren love it, but his one son doesn't like it. That's all that matters, you know?
Yeah. And then Tree's like, well, you take the kid that's not around the most, and that's the kid you want the most. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's when Joe goes, what the fuck, Teresa? But the thing is this, Joe has, like, his response is, I work so hard. The bills, they don't pay for themselves. I mean, I have to work and work and work. And then my only free time I have, I got to jerk off. So what am I going to do? Work and not jerk off? I mean, what do? I can't see Dad for that.
Come on, you know it's like poison. It's like keeping poison inside.
Yeah. That being said, like, even though I think there's some weird bullshit that's happening to Teresa, would it really be so hard for Joe just to, like, call his dad? Like, you can just do it. I mean, for me, sometimes it's hard for me to call my parents because every time I remember to call them, I'm like, shit, it's 9 p.m. in California, which means it's midnight there. So it's like I have to, like, really think about when I'm going to call. But they're in the same fucking town. Just call.
Here's what I say when I get shit for not calling enough. Is your fucking phone broken? Okay.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
If you're calling me and I'm not calling you back, that's a different issue. But if you want to talk, call me, okay? I can guarantee you I will not want to talk ever, okay? I talk enough.
I hate talking.
I just shut up. I want to be quiet, okay? I want to just, like, pantomime things, if that, okay? I get tired of talking to Bueller, and he's a dog.
I mean, we're professional talkers, and when we're not doing that, sometimes we just don't want to talk anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, mother?
So now, like, the kids are looking for Easter eggs, and Joe's just, he's mad at Teresa because she's always putting him on the spot in front of Nono, you know? And it's, like, not fun, especially when Nono is drunk and feeling like being verbally abusive to Joe again.
And Teresa,
so,
like, yeah, but I'm the one who got to hear it all the time. And, you know, I'm the one taking care of him, so I'm gonna hear it.
And then Gia comes in, and she's like, yeah, it's true.
Tree calls her in
all the time. Oh, she does?
Yeah, Tree's like, Gia, come over here, because I'm getting bullied here. It's two against one. I need some backup. I'm like, you're bringing your daughter into this? This is not.
That's so Teresa.
Yeah. So Joe is doing the same thing. My business takes all my time. And he's doing that thing with his hands. They're like, he's like doing like waving in airplanes on the tarmac. My business takes all the time. And Teresa's like, Gia's like, yeah, but we have to hear about it all the time. Why doesn't no one say to Nono, hey, like, we get it. We get it. Stop it, Nono. We'll get Joe over here. I guess it's the dad.
I don't know why it's so difficult. I get it all the time, and I just say, okay, I'll call more. It's like the end.
That's
why
all that's all Joe has to say.
Why does it have to be a big, huge fucking fight? Your dad is sad. He's sick. He's lonely. Just say, Dad, I'm sorry. I work too much. I shouldn't be thinking like that. I'll make more of an effort. The end.
Exactly.
But it's
like,
this fucking show, so it's got to become a blood feud, you know? And then Melissa's like, I can't believe you'd bring the daughter into it. She's 17. 17 is plenty, okay? I'm sure you were fucking Joe by that age. Like, who cares? Like, the daughter's allowed to, like, say, call your dad more. It's like, these people make me nuts.
And then Melissa's like, this is adult talk. And Gia's like, it's really not. I have to listen to this stupid, like, commentary every single day. And all I'm trying to do is play Candy Crush. So then Joe's like, but I have no time. I can't be punished for that. And then Teresa's like, you know what? In life, that's how it is.
Capiche?
And that's where we left off.
And that brings us to the end of the classiest show on Bravo, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Guys, it has been an amazing week.
We have Crappin's mailbag, sir. Crappin's mailbag. It's
all right,
Friday.
Let's do it then, Ben.
We actually have a lot of questions that we have still not even asked. Let's do this one because this one's been waiting for like 2 months. This is from Noor Shamim, who says, there is a trend on Bravo that fits really nicely with the fact that you guys do excellent Southern lady impressions. Oh, thanks. I wouldn't say that mine's very good, but it's stereotypical and that's all that matters. In honor of the real Meemaws of Bravo, how do you imagine a Sunday brunch with Dee Simmons, Miss Patricia, Mama Joyce, and Dale Mortimer? And guest appearances by Ronnie's mom are more than welcome because that's always fun and she would destroy them. Feel free to derail and add other crazies from Bravo because I love when you derail. And then she says, Soup's excited to see you guys in October. End of question. Bye-bye now. Well, as it is now mid-November, we're glad we saw you last month.
Oh, my gosh. Man, it was good to meet you, girl.
Yeah. So this is, So Sunday brunch with Dee Simmons, Miss Patricia, Mama Joyce, and Dale Mortimer.
I think Patricia would just sit there horrified.
Yeah.
With all of them, really.
To all these people. She's just ringing her bell and Michael's not showing up. How many times I have to ring this bell before I get a good martini to drown out these voices around me?
And Dale would be like, oh, I just got a phone call, FaceTime from my daughter. Do me a favor, Patricia. Don't mention eggs at any time while I'm taking this call, okay?
Can anyone tell me why that crazy nutcracker over there is putting ketchup on the eggs, Benedict? This is how we do it in Texas, okay?
Oh, my God. I think I was engaged to that man. I was engaged to that man. I think that was the 17th man I was engaged to. That's Michael. That's his name. Get over
well,
here,
I don't
Tiger.
Give a rip. I don't give a rip what his name is, okay? All I know is that he is jealous of me.
It is hard to have brunch with people who were jealous of you. You know?
It is hard. And then Mama Joyce would just throw a shoe at someone.
And then No-No will just be outside like,
why not call me for brunch?
What else is in that bag, Ben?
Daffy1227 says, Ronnie, what is the name of the CBD cream you got your mom? I need some for anxiety. Maybe I can get some in Ohio. No, I don't want to get high, just distressed to deal with these freaking parents' nights at school.
CBD is not for that. The one I got my mom is for pain. And I don't know the brand of it because I got it just at the weed store down the street. But they do sell a lot of CBD products. I would just Google CBD creams and see, because most of them will ship it to you even though it's technically illegal.
Huh.
Well, just read reviews. Make sure you get one that where you can read the reviews, you know, because some of them I'm sure are crap. But my parents are pretty happy with the one they got, but I don't know the brand, but I'll look it up next time I go get it for them.
Okay, and then here's the last question we're going to do for today. It's from Ilsa Wolf, who says, if there was a Bravo Games like the Olympics with Bravo Lebs representing their show like it's a country, what would the events be and who would come out on top? What kind of flags and costumes would they have for opening ceremonies? Let's see. I think that Leanne Locken would, she would obviously have the Carney flag. It'd just be like a Ferris wheel or something. Or like.
But do they have to represent the whole city? Like the city is a country in the Olympics? So, like, the Real Housewives of Dallas would be really good at, like, eye makeup.
Yeah.
Right? Because they put on the most, eyelash lifting.
Yeah, exactly. And Leanne would get, if there was a competition in PTSD, it'd be Leanne. Leanne would just win it. You just have to sit on chairs and just, like, cry about trauma from the past.
Yeah, and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, what's the pettiest shit you could do? It's probably, like, Easter egg hunting. Like, it's just something so stupid.
It's probably, like, a game of telephone. I heard that you said that you think that she wants to be better friends with me, but I want to be better friends with her. You get the gold! Thank you.
Which other ones are there? Real Housewives of New York.
Cabaret! Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. I got the gold. And not only did I get the gold, I'm singing my own anthem.
I got the golden scales.
Woke, you don't support other events. Olympics.
You got the gold medal for not supporting other women.
Ramona doing rhythmic gymnastics. Whoa, I threw a ball in the air. What is this stupid event? I don't get it. Whoa, sorry. Can't do this.
Real Housewives of where else? Orange County. I think Real Housewives of Orange County could just be like stupid pratfalls by Vicky. You know, like dumbest place to fall down, batch.
I think they get a gold medal in gossiping about other people's medals. Like, hey, I heard that Shannon, she doesn't even have a medal. She keeps saying she has a medal. She doesn't have a medal. And honestly, when I see that person win a silver medal, it reminds me a lot about when Shannon was talking about her getting a medal.
Huh, well, you were certainly saying a lot of things about medals that I've earned, and I've been nothing but a good medalist to you and to everyone here at these Olympics, and I resent the accusation that I am not a good medalist.
And that brings us to the end of the Crappens mailbag. Dun, 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 dun. And now that brings us to the end of Watch What Crappens Week 19 Million. We will be back next week for a pretty full week for the Thanksgiving holidays, give you all something to do while you travel, something to listen to. I think yeah. All the shows are on, which means all our shows are on as well. We are going to be having a great time. We will see you then. In the meantime,
yeah, everyone,
go get your shirts and join TV Party App and follow at Ronnie Karam and at Ben Madelker so you can come to us during our live streams next week, okay?
Yeah, we'll talk to you then.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favourite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, I'm Katie Piper, host of Katie Piper's Extraordinary People, a show where I, Katie Piper, talk to people who are extraordinary. I'm thrilled to be part of Bose Recommends. Every episode is a celebration of triumph over adversity. Real people who have dedicated their lives to doing better and being an inspiration when it would have been so easy to give up. They inspire me, and I'd love them to inspire you too. Subscribe on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.